The Great Rotunda. The Great Rotunda is very striking, both from inside and outside of the museum building. You really notice how overwhelming the dome is when you walk to the center of the rotunda. You will also notice that the echo of your footsteps changes. There are several benches in this room. Feel free to take a seat while you study the rotunda. The rotunda is crowned with a large dome. The walls and the floor are decorated with colored marble. In the middle of the floor, a star is inlaid in the marble as a symbol of the Congo Free State. There used to be an ivory bust of Leopold II standing on this star, in the center, under the dome. This made the rotunda look like a temple in honor of Leopold II and his colonial project. In the walls around the rotunda are niches, which between 1910 and 1966 were filled with sculptures of Belgian artists. The sculptures in the niches are part of the listed building and so cannot be removed. The Belgians are depicted in shining bronze as great benefactors and civilizers, as if they had committed no wrongdoing and as if there was no civilization in Congo before they arrived. There are also sculptures of Africans, but these are relatively small by comparison. To counterbalance this, the Africa Museum invited the Congolese artist Aimé Mpane to create a new work for the Great Rotunda. The result is a monumental wooden sculpture that represents an African face in profile. It stands on a bronze plinth that seems to flow away. The bronze is reminiscent of the statues of the Belgians in the niches. A palm sprouts from the crown of the face profile, which is made from the same shiny bronze as the plinth. The face is not made from solid wood, but resembles a grid with square openings. The work is called Nouveau Souffle ou Le Congo Bourgeonnant. Be sure to listen to Aimé's explanation of the piece in the in-depth option. Aimé has positioned a second work directly opposite the sculpture of the face in profile. It is made in the same style, but this second piece represents a skull. This work is called The Skull of Lusinga. Aimé has also collaborated with the Brussels artist Jean-Pierre Muller. Jean-Pierre will tell you more about this joint project in the second in-depth option.